And now, light of my life. Light of my life, the true-to-life story of men and women living their span of years in Pine City, a typical small Midwestern community. Yes, light of my life. Today, we find Dr. Duncan in his office in the Pine City Hospital.
I'd better call T. Howard Pines, Jr.
Having placed a call to Hospital Administrator T. Howard Pines, Jr., Dr. Duncan's raison d'etre for the call is to tell Howard to face up to the fact that he has been declared the father of Mrs. Heuser's forthcoming child. We hear today, in Dr. Duncan's office, the phone ringing as he calls.
Hello, Howard. Howard, why don't you answer me? He hasn't picked up the receiver yet. It's been ringing since yesterday.
Well, does this mean that Howard is not available to answer his phone?
I imagine Howard has done the cowardly thing and skipped town.
Meanwhile, at the Heuser House of Antiques, Mr. Heuser enters to confront
Early.
Mrs. Heuser.
To thee, Mrs. Heuser. I am very, very upset because, as we know, you are expecting a child who has blue eyes, a receding hairline, a mustache, rimless glasses, and is smoking a cigar. And the child is not mine, Mrs. Heuser.
That's right. That description, of course, fits perfectly T. Howard Pines, Jr.
T. Howard Pines, Mr. Heuser.
Mrs. Heuser admits that it is T. Howard Pines, Jr.
As a result of this, I have some alarming news for you, Mrs. Heuser.
Alarming news? I'm not surprised.
I'm going to leave you, Mrs. Heuser. I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to seeking revenge on T. Howard Pines, Jr.
Oh, no. The rest of his life dedicated to getting revenge on the hospital administrator? Well, how does Mrs. Heuser react to this startling news?
I wonder why
That's
Howard doesn't answer.
Dr. Duncan, in his office, still waiting for Howard to answer, when suddenly the other line rings.
The line is ringing. I bet it's some sick person. I'd better answer it. Hello, this is Dr. Lowell Duncan speaking.
It's Mrs. Heuser calling Dr. Duncan.
This is Mrs. Heuser calling you, Dr. Duncan. And I have some news for you. Mr. Heuser has left me.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry to hear that. Mrs. Heuser, what do you plan to do?
Well, Dr. Duncan, I'm planning on doing something to myself.
First of all, Howard doesn't answer his phone. Does this mean that he has skipped? Secondly, Mr. Heuser has decided that his only recourse is to leave Mrs. Heuser. And furthermore, to spend the rest of his life seeking revenge against T. Howard Pines, Jr. And now, Mrs. Heuser with the startling news that she is going to do something to herself. Well, be sure to join us tomorrow when we'll hear Dr. Lowell Duncan say,
Just what are you going to do to yourself, Mrs. Heuser?